Hi everyone, I am Mugdha. Welcome to 7 Nice Things. First of all, thank you for tuning into my podcast and I would try my best to make this podcast as exciting and fun as I can. So let's get started. Me as a person, I love to talk a lot. And by saying a lot, genuinely a lot. I might skip a meal, but I won't be able to skip talking. And you know what? I literally have conversation with everyone, or everyone as in anyone. I mean, genuinely, anyone. Then it might be a fellow passenger on a bus who's obviously a stranger. Please don't judge me. Though that stranger did judge me. But please, you guys don't. Obviously, my friends. Well, that goes without saying. My parents as well. But I'm kind of dicey about that since there are a lot of restrictions on what exactly topics you should be conversing about. You know that, right? Or this is a worst case scenario, even with a 2-year-old kid. And recently I had one conversation with one of my 2-year-old, let's just say friend. And surprisingly, it was very good and satisfying. But somehow I still feel it's a worst case scenario. If you don't have anyone, only then you talk with kids, right? So anyway, jokes apart, since I love to talk, it's my habit to talk a lot, I decided to put that to some use. Lately, I've also been into watching K-drama, like literally binge watching. I thought, why not talk and share some things that I like about a particular K-drama or number of K-dramas. I know, K-drama, seriously, that's what she's going to talk about. These reactions are quite expected and common as well. Because as I have seen that a lot of people are skeptical and hesitant about watching a K-drama. And it's totally fine because even I was once. And the main reason, I think, is the language barrier. But once we overcome that, there are a lot of good things we would love about a K-drama. First of all, they are short and sweet. Huh? They usually don't have more than 16 episodes, max to max 20 episodes. And the pattern is they air 2 episodes per week. So it's kind of balanced because in Indian television series, they air every day, I guess, or Monday to Saturday. And after a point, I find it boring that you get to watch every day. So maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Anyways, you got my point, right? I like that pattern. Then there are gorgeous and attractive leads, sexy villains, which you would love more than the leads. And also, apart from the looks and stuff, that's not the only thing you see in a drama. You also get to watch amazing and different plot lines, fresh characters and skilled original soundtracks. On that part, they have amazing soundtracks. Trust me, though, those are real good. So, to summarize it, I would say K-dramas are like a biryani. Yeah, a biryani. The story being the plain rice and rich plotline, melodious OSTs and skilled actors and actresses being the spices and meat, which together make one awesome mouth-watering dish. I know. It's kind of weird to compare food with K-drama, but I just want you to understand get my point. And I think you guys did. So to all those who are not very sure about watching a K-drama, I think they are worth a shot, isn't it? You can watch one drama and if you like it, you can keep on doing it. I mean, binge watch it. So anyways, I also think that I should stop for today because if I don't right now, I might just go on and on and on and that might get pretty boring. I keep talking a lot. If you don't believe me, just ask my friends. They literally get first-hand experience of me talking without a break on daily basis. So, and I don't think so. They are very happy about that. So, okay, fine. I'll stop for real. And we'll meet soon on Spotify with a new episode. Till then, bye.